What if depression isn't a character flaw, but simply your brain's navigation system gone haywire? Consider this. You wake up feeling heavy, unmotivated, trapped in a fog that makes even simple tasks feel insurmountable. You're not broken. Your neural circuits are just running an outdated program. Neuroscientist Alex Korb's groundbreaking work reveals something revolutionary. Depression operates through identifiable brain patterns that can be systematically reversed. Think of it like a car stuck in mud. The more you spin your wheels, the deeper you sink. But with the right techniques, you can create traction and move forward. This isn't about positive thinking or willpower. It's about understanding the specific brain circuits involved and making small, strategic changes that create momentum. Your brain isn't a single unified organ, but rather three interconnected systems that evolved at different times, each with distinct functions. Deep inside sits the striatum. Imagine it as a well-trained but somewhat inflexible dog that follows established patterns automatically. It controls your habits and impulsive behaviors, always seeking the path of least resistance. Wrapped around that is your limbic system, functioning like a demanding toddler who feels everything intensely. The amygdala detects danger, the hippocampus processes memories, and the anterior cingulate cortex constantly scans for mistakes and pain. Finally, your prefrontal cortex acts as the responsible adult, planning, deciding, and trying to regulate emotions. When these three systems communicate smoothly, life flows. But in depression, they get stuck in unhelpful feedback loops. Your striatum defaults to avoiding activities, your limbic system amplifies negative emotions, and your prefrontal cortex struggles to override either one. Understanding this architecture isn't just academic. It reveals specific intervention points where small changes create cascading improvements throughout the entire system. Depression's cruelest trick? The activities that would help most become nearly impossible to initiate. You know exercise would help, but getting off the couch feels like climbing Everest. This paralysis isn't laziness, it's your brain's reward system malfunctioning. The solution? Behavioral activation. Doing activities that create enjoyment, meaning, or progress. Start absurdly small. Can't imagine a 30-minute workout? Put on your shoes. That's it. This tiny action shifts your brain from the effortful prefrontal cortex to the more automatic striatum, making the next step easier. Schedule activities like appointments. Include five types: enjoyable activities, watching a favorite show, achievement tasks, organizing one drawer, meaningful pursuits, calling a friend, physical movement, walking to the mailbox, and social engagement, texting someone. The key insight? Action creates motivation, not the other way around. Each completed task releases dopamine, making the next one slightly easier, gradually building an upward spiral. Simplify decision-making by focusing on controllability, what can you actually influence, certainty, what do you know for sure, and consequences, are they truly catastrophic? Rather than pursuing abstract happiness, identify what matters most, relationships, creativity, contribution, and take small actions aligned with those values, even while depressed. Your brain interprets physical signals, heart rate, breathing, muscle tension, as safety information. Change these signals, and you directly influence your emotional state. Breathing is your most powerful tool, the only automatic function you can consciously control. Slow, deep breathing activates your vagus nerve, triggering rest and digest mode that counteracts stress. Your posture shapes your thoughts. Slouching strengthens negative biases and makes recalling happy memories harder. Even facial expressions work bidirectionally. Relaxing your jaw dampens negative emotions, while smiling amplifies positive ones. Exercise acts like a blockbuster drug, simultaneously boosting serotonin, reducing stress hormones, increasing brain-derived neurotrophic factor, growing new neurons, and triggering endorphins. You don't need intense workouts. 3 to 5 weekly sessions of moderate activity for 45 to 60 minutes shows maximum antidepressant effects. The amount you actually do infinitely outweighs the ambitious plan you never start. Your body isn't separate from your mind. It's the control panel for your brain's emotional circuitry. Poor sleep makes your brain function like a phone at 20% battery. Depression disrupts this restoration process, creating cycles where poor sleep worsens mood, which further deteriorates sleep. During sleep, your brain consolidates memories, clears metabolic waste, regulates neurotransmitters, and restores prefrontal function. Quality matters more than quantity. Continuous sleep provides more benefits than interrupted hours. Start with sleep hygiene basics. Maintain consistent bed and wake times, even weekends. Get sunlight during the day to reset your circadian rhythm. Dim lights at night to support melatonin, and make your bedroom a sanctuary for sleep and intimacy only. For persistent insomnia, try counterintuitive strategies like limiting time in bed to increase sleep efficiency. If you're lying awake, you're training your brain that beds are for worrying. Get up and do something calming until genuinely sleepy. Before bed, try expressive writing to externalize concerns or list three things you're grateful for to rewire your brain's sleep associations. Without adequate sleep, every other intervention becomes exponentially harder. Loneliness isn't just unpleasant, it's dangerous. Your brain treats social disconnection as a physical threat, activating the same neural circuits as pain. This explains why rejection genuinely hurts and why depression's isolation feels unbearable. The neurotransmitter oxytocin, released through physical touch and social bonding, directly counteracts stress and promotes safety. Start by identifying your support network. Despite depression's distortions, most people have at least one reliable person. Physical contact amplifies benefits. Hugs, handshakes, or sitting close releases oxytocin and reduces cortisol. If human connection feels overwhelming, animals provide similar benefits. Petting a dog reduces negative feelings and modulates oxytocin. Paradoxically, helping others powerfully combats isolation by activating your brain's reward system and creating meaning. Your experience with depression equips you to support others who suffer, transforming pain into purpose. Connection isn't a luxury. It's a biological necessity, as fundamental as food or shelter. Practice mindfulness as simple present moment awareness. Notice your breath, sensations, or emotions without changing them. When your mind drifts to past regrets or future anxieties, gently return to now. This creates space between stimulus and response. You're not your thoughts. You're the awareness observing them. This distinction liberates you when depression whispers lies about your worth. Simultaneously, cultivate gratitude, not forced cheerfulness, but genuine recognition of what exists. Each evening, write three specific things you appreciate. My daughter laughed at my terrible joke, or the sun felt warm during lunch. This rewires your attention, shifting your brain's default from scanning threats toward noticing possibilities. Gratitude doesn't deny pain. It acknowledges that multiple truths coexist. You can feel depressed and still notice one beautiful thing. Depression has no magic bullet, but dozens of small solutions create profound change. Your brain's patterns developed through repetition. Reversing them works the same way. Start with one thing, a 5-minute morning walk, texting a friend weekly, or a consistent bedtime. That single change begins altering neural circuits, making the next change easier. Your brain evolved to protect you, even when those mechanisms now cause suffering. Move your body when your mind feels paralyzed. Accept what you cannot change and focus on what you can. Each small action strengthens beneficial neural pathways, gradually building momentum. The upward spiral isn't about dramatic transformation. It's about consistent, incremental change that compounds over time. Your brain constantly rewires based on what you do repeatedly. Choose actions that serve your well-being, however small. The spiral upward begins with a single step.